You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Shalach, How We See Ourselves. Whenever I look in the mirror, I'm always a little bit surprised at the face looking back at me. It's not that I don't know what I look like, it's just that in my mind, I think I still look like I did somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25. In this way, I'm always a little bit surprised at how little hair there really is on my head, and how many lines have started to develop on my face. I don't mind either of these things, but it's not the way that I see myself. I approach life with my younger set of eyes, and therefore sometimes it's my body that can't keep up with my expectations for what I should be able to do. We know that our self-image is important. When we've had a shave, when we're wearing nice clothes, we approach situations in a different way to when we're feeling a bit schlumpy or unwell. In this week's Torah portion, we see just how important self-image can be as we read the account of the spies sent to scout out the Promised Land. When the spies return, they say that indeed it was a land flowing with milk and honey. But then 10 of the spies say that there is no way that we can conquer it because the cities are fortified and very large, and they saw the Anakites there, a giant-like people. But Caleb stands apart from those spies together with Joshua and says, no, we must go up, and we will gain possession of it because we can overcome them. But the spies return to their familiar trope, that their people of the land are mightier than we are, and they therefore spread doubt amongst the people. And then crucially they say, and we look like grasshoppers to ourselves, and so we must have looked to them. We do not know exactly how they looked to the residents of the land. But what we do know is that because they saw themselves as grasshoppers, this self-image was therefore applied to the people who saw them. They came off as grasshoppers. And grasshoppers were never going to be able to conquer the land of Israel and claim it. And as such, it is unsurprising when a few verses later they try to conquer the land, they find themselves to be unsuccessful. Self-image is the beginning of how we are perceived and how others see us. It is no accident that in Judaism, the commandment of the golden rule, love your neighbor as yourself, has to begin with the fact that we must love ourselves before we can love anyone else. And similarly here, we see that because the people see themselves as grasshoppers, they cannot conquer the land. The way that we see ourselves, our self-image, can either elevate us or it can bring us down. In the story of the spies, we see how dangerous it is when we have a low self-image, when we have low self-esteem, and what that can do for not just the individual, but for a collective people. We have to find ways to be happy in ourselves, to like the face looking back at us in the mirror, and therefore to have a self-image that exudes positivity. When we can do that, perhaps then we can come together to the Promised Land. Shabbat Shalom.